Well, welcome back to the Political Strategist. This is your podcast host, Brenda K. Sanders. I'm on this podcast this morning because this is really serious. It's really serious. I am my response to the Attorney Discipline Board's motion to dismiss my complaint against them is due today. And I have spent most of my weekend trying to overcome all of the obstacles that have been presented against me, like two, not one, two of my computers going black, both of them going black. And I had to go yesterday and shop for a new computer, which I did get, and overcome all of the new usage, problems with a new computer. Thinking I'm going to get up this morning and just finish what I do have already prepared and file it today. But there are problems, many, many problems. First of all, my atmosphere is so chemically charged that I can barely breathe today. My chest is hurting, and the heating mechanisms that I'm using seem to only make it worse. And so I'm faced again with this electronic torture in the face of preparing my brief today to file so that I can recover my law license into active status. You know, the Attorney Discipline Board has maintained for all of these years that I'm incompetent. I'm not competent to practice law in the state of Michigan. And they've never proved anything, of course. They've never presented one piece of evidence. This, of course, is a political agenda, a political effort to sideline me as an attorney in the state of Michigan and to basically attack my finances and render me undo all of the work that I did as an attorney and a judge in the state of Michigan. And so I'm putting it on tape. Today is a very grievous day. I feel not that well. Perhaps I will leave my home in order to try to get this brief filed today. But it has certainly been a very weekend filled with problems and filled with dangers, is what I want to say. Physical dangers to my health and to my body. And what an extreme atmosphere that I'm dealing with here in order to recover what was wrongfully taken but is rightfully mine. These people got my law license in inactive status by default, and they did it by sending their paperwork, their complaint against me, to an address that I had not had for 11 years. And the problem with that is I was a sitting judge, or just had recently been sitting. They had my court address. They had my chambers address. They had my address in South Carolina. They had all the addresses that I gave them, but they failed to serve me at those addresses. And so this is a very underhanded effort in the first place. And, you know, I always say it. When someone can't win, they do illegal, they do the dirty tricks, they do the corruption and in order to win, or at least think that they're going to win. And this is what is happening here. The government is corrupt. The Michigan government is corrupt because you can't stand with what you have said. What you have said is a lie. What you have said is untrue. And when challenged, you do the corruption again and again and again and again. You even stoop so low as to do the military. But I'm putting all the listeners on notice today here on The Political Strategist that we're under a corrupt regime-like government, even in the state of Michigan, and your government officials there are corrupt. They are moved and operated by corruption. And when they can't win, when their lies are going to be exposed, when their lies are going to be brought to the forefront, they will try to kill you. And they won't come up with a gun and bullets. They'll come with chemicals and causing those chemicals to cause you to have breathing problems. And when combined with a heat mechanism will cause you to feel miserable. And that's what's happening to me this morning. But one thing I'm going to say is that your lies will be found out. Your lies will be exposed and you will be exposed because I'm going to overcome this today and finish what I have to do. And what you want to say is, oh, you're incompetent. You're a failure. You're this, you're that. But the truth of the matter is that you're criminals. You're criminals. You're corrupt. And you will stoop to any level to defeat someone that should not be defeated, that's capable, that's able to do what you said I was not able to do. So take your order, your funky little order, and put it down and take it down, but because it's a lie, it's defamatory. And you're criminals, and that's why you can't win. You can't win, and you will never win. And I'm saying it here on The Political Strategist. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for listening to The Political Strategist this day. But that is what is happening. That is the real black and white of it. And these are the challenges we face in leadership if we want to go forward. I mean, Martin Luther King faced it. Bobby Kennedy faced it. Many of my friends faced it. Judge Willie Lipscomb, Chokwe Lumumba faced it. My friend George Chapman, Judge Chapman, faced it. And these are the results of what you already did and lied and said that you did not. But I'm putting it here on The Political Strategist for all to hear, for all to see, for all to know, in the name of Jesus. I am saying you are defeated today, in Jesus' name. Talk to you next time.